for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mowry here, and our financial expert Paul Merriman is back from askpaul.ie, and he's going to be on all the time again this year with plenty of money advice for you. Now Paul, there was an article in the paper during the week about equity release, and I suppose this would really relate to people who own their own home. Maybe they're in the older age category, or maybe they did very well and managed to pay off a good bit of their mortgage. What does equity release mean, and what has come on the market?
So equity release is fairly simple. It basically means you're releasing equity from your house. And in the article and the press during the week, we were talking about seniors, so people over 60 years of age being able to do this. And that's a situation where, generally speaking, they have no mortgage left on the property. And this usually happens to people that maybe didn't plan enough retirement age, or ran out of money, or had made maybe bad investment decisions even later on in life, and they might only have their house as their only asset, but they don't want to sell that house in order to get money. They might be living in a house, just say for argument's sake, worth €500,000, but you might have no other income or no other assets, bar maybe just a state pension, and they're struggling to live on that. So what they can now do is release a little bit of equity from their house. So it means they could go to a lender, and that lender would say, look, we'll give you €100,000 now, and we won't look for that to be repaid until you die. Now, this is where it gets very complicated and very messy, and where if somebody is interested in this, they really, really, really need financial advice. And I can't stress that enough. Because these loans, you don't pay them back to until you die. That means the interest, and they're really high interest rates, about 5.5% a year. So, you know, if you look at the typical loan for a first-time buyer now with, say, KBC or Ulster Bank, they're 2.3%. You know, so it's a really big difference, a 5.5% interest rate. So let's just do quick math here. So if you borrow 100,000 off one of these, off this lender, you know, it's $5,500 a year interest. So if you're 70 years of age, you know, every 10 years, you owe them $55,000. So your $100,000 could now turn into you owe them $200,000 in 20 years' time, say, if you die at 90.
Oh my God.
And what usually happens here, when it usually runs into difficulties, that sometimes the parents mightn't tell the children, and then it can be very, very complicated when it gets to wills being read out, and then there's this bank that's in the background that nobody knew about, and you have people thinking they're inheriting the property worth maybe $600,000 or $700,000, and they don't realise that there's a €200,000 or €300,000 outstanding loan to a bank, I suppose. So this is why, if you are doing this, it's really, I think it's a good idea in some circumstances, but you really a lot of financial advice. And I think it's really good idea to have all the family members involved in it, so everybody knows what's going on, so that it doesn't get too messy. I mean, when it comes to retirement, the estate, the pass, whatever, you know?
I assume that means as well that the family home has to be sold at the end of it when the person does pass away. So there's not a case of, you know, if the daughter wanted to stay on in the family home, and or can they just take out a loan for, say, the €200,000?
Yeah, they could just take out a loan and negotiate with this provider and be able to pay the loan. They don't really care who buys the family home, whether it goes in the market and sells to a stranger, or whether one of the children buys it. But if, let's say in this case, that the parents hadn't done it, and when they passed, there mightn't be an urgency for the daughter to, in your example, to bring up the equities or bring up the money straight away. You know, the other person might say, give it 2 or 3 years or whatever. But yeah, you're under massive pressure in order to get rid of the bank debt as soon as the parents die, you know. But look, I will say that Ireland has been a country built on property wealth. You know, if you look at our wealth as a nation, most of our wealth is actually held up in our properties, and most people's biggest asset is actually going to be their family home in Ireland, especially in Dublin and Cork and Limerick maybe, and Galway. So when you look at those areas, you know, and people haven't got any other assets, it's understandable if they get to maybe 60s, late 60s, early 70s, and even if they get towards 80s, they're still in good health, and they have no money, or they want to help their children, you know, or they want to help their grandchildren out, or they see their children struggling to buy a property, and they don't want to sell their own home. They'd like to die in their home, and they want to stay there for forever. You know, this is a really good option if they understand what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. But I think I've been asked this question and asked Paul on the Instagram page, I don't know how many times, really. Like, I was like talking hundreds of times over the last few years. And it's always by the kids. It's never by the parents.
Right.
So it's almost as if that, I'm not trying to say this is the case, but from my experience of looking at it, I've never had somebody 60 or 70 years of age approach me about equity release in their own home. It's always the children that need money for a deposit or need money for something in life, and they're trying to get equity from the mom and dad's house to help them out, which is fine if everybody's in agreement.
Yeah.
But you just want to make sure that people are, that may be in a vulnerable situation, are protected, and everybody knows what's going on. I think that's why, if I was doing one of these for a client in the future, I would insist that that all family members know what was going on and were involved in meeting and involved. And I think that's really, really, really important. I think that's where a lot of people want to get tripped up on this.
Yeah, because imagine if, you know, the sister was given 50 grand from this equity release to go and buy her own house, and then the brother didn't know anything about it. The ructions that would happen down the line when it all kind of came out.
Well, exactly. And don't forget that it's the 50,000 euros not just paid back. It's the 50,000 euros plus the 5% interest or 5.5% interest every year for probably 20 or could be 30 years of age, 30 years time, brother, by the time the parents pass. And it has to be both parents that pass. It won't be the situation if it's a couple and they're still alive. It would have to be by the time the second person passes. So, you know, it could be at least 20 or 30 years. Hopefully people have a long and enjoyable life. Mm. So it could be a very, very, very long period of time. But like I said, I do know of clients in the past that have used this before in pre-2007. These were fairly popular. Some of the main banks, like Bank of Ireland, would have used these loans, these products for customers. But then the central bank banned them. And so what the central bank did, you know the way we have the 3.5 times salary cap for people?
Yeah.
So what the central bank did, and they brought in those guidelines, they said that you couldn't do an equity release without having an income, okay? So that pretty much banned equity release for seniors because they had no income, so they couldn't get the 3.5 times rule to equity release from the family home. And it's only been recently, over the last month or so, that the central bank moved to take that rule away, to saying that they could equity release without having an income. And that's how this company has come back into the throw now, and they're going to start lending again based on that change of rule by the central bank. But I do think it's a good idea for some people. There will be some people out there that will, you know, maybe live in a house worth 700-800,000 euro. They could probably release 200 or 300K, have a ball of a time for themselves in retirement, rather than a miserable retirement. And maybe they have no children, and maybe they have kids that are well set up and don't need the estate. And, you know, they're going to leave the issue to the bank and the estate to sort out when they're dead. And I think that actually is a really good thing to do in some circumstances.
Paul, are there smaller amounts, you know, though, that you can take out? I mean, say if you just wanted to get a new kitchen and you don't want 100 grand or 200 grand.
Yes, yeah, so they haven't come out with all the details in relation to how much the minimum is, but I can't see them doing it for anything minimum. I would estimate to be 50, if not 100,000 euro,
right,
in order to
okay.
make it worthwhile for the bank. And there will be charges, there will be solicitor fees that will have to be paid for out of that as well. So you probably have to pay the bank solicitor fees, your own solicitor fees for your own independent legal advice, your financial advice. So, you know, if you're getting a check for 100K, you might be missing 5 or 6K out of that for various different fees as well. So, again, I just can't stress, I think it's a great thing for some people, and I think it's going to bring a lot of joy to people's lives, especially in retirement age where they may not have any money and they might have got burned in the last financial crisis and they haven't recovered financially, they haven't gotten, you know, maybe somebody lost a job between, you know, in the financial crisis of 2008. It's only 13 years ago. Someone that's 70 was 57 back then. They could have lost their job, never recovered. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this might be their chance to actually get some money out of a property without having to sell it, and they get to live in the house till the day they die. So definitely there is a place for the marketplace, but there's also, it comes with a major health warning.
Yeah,
but
if you're having a midlife crisis though, do not do this and go and buy yourself a Ferrari. It's not a good idea.
I don't know whether at 60 plus, is that an end of life crisis or a midlife crisis?
Now,
if somebody's listening to us and they're 60, they'll be cursing me for saying that.
Of course they will.
Go buy the Ferrari, have a ball of a time, and then worry about it when you're dead.
And then reveal to your kids, you're actually getting nothing when we die.
But don't forget, there's a lot of people out there, Trina. We do this from a wealth management point of view. We're talking to a lot of clients out there have kids that don't want anything from the estate, and they have been set up already, and they have you know, their own families and their own business, and they're successful themselves, and they don't require anything, and they would love to see maybe mom and dad release equity and have that amazing retirement, you know. So it's not always about helping the kids. It could be that people just want to have a really good 10 or 15, 20 remaining years together and blow the money without having to sell their house. And I think that's great, because a home, I think where this will come in good for some people, is a home has been there probably for maybe 20, 30, 40, not even 50 years. And people have probably built loads of memories in them with kids and grandkids, and they don't want to downsize into a small apartment somewhere at that age. So this, I think, is a really good option for some people. I welcome it, but I must say, I do think it needs, I just need to keep saying this, a lot of financial advice and someone that can talk to the whole family and let everybody know what's going on so everyone's on the same page, so it doesn't cause a family rift later in 10, 15 or 20 years' time.
Okay, interesting stuff. There is Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie talking all about equity release, if it's something you're interested in. And of course, Paul answers all your questions on his Instagram. Is it Monday or Tuesday night, Paul?
It's usually a Tuesday night training. Yeah, Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you'd want to be quick though to try and scroll through all the answers because he deals with so many questions. Oh my God, you must be inundated, are you, with questions from people?
Yeah, we are. We usually try and get through. I think my record's about 280 questions in one sitting in one night. But they're up on the page now for 24 hours. People can scroll through the story page on my Instagram page. But I think people get a lot from me. Get a lot of good comments from people. So it's great.
Give us the name of that Instagram.
Yeah, so the Instagram page is Ask Paul Now.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Paul. We'll chat to you very soon.
Excellent.
This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.